Welcome to Just Travel Sis, the podcast for women who are tired of waiting on the group chat and ready to book the trip. I'm your host, Josie, your favorite voice note with a passport. Here, we keep it honest, unfiltered, and full of encouragement for the woman who's finally putting herself first. Whether you're flying solo, plotting your next girl's trip, or trying to convince yourself that rest is worth the PTO, this space is for you, because life's too short to wait. Let's make your travel dreams make sense. Hey sis, it's Josie, back in your ears to remind you that waiting until you're rich to live is a trap. This is Just Travel Sis, your go-to for permission-free travel, practical encouragement, and the occasional voice note that sounds like a life plan. You ever scroll past a trip and think, looks nice, but it's not in my budget? I'm here to say your desire is valid and your budget is not your enemy. Let's talk about next level traveling, even when your account says, be serious. Today, we're freeing ourselves from the myth that travel is only for people with stacks. Spoiler, it's not. Let me tell you about a trip I almost didn't take. It was a girls' weekend in Cartagena. Flights weren't bad, under $600. And lodging, we found a hotel for like $250 a night, split four ways. But my first reaction, I should probably save that money. I almost let guilt keep me grounded, but something told me to pause and ask, what am I actually saving for if not to feel alive sometimes? I went, I budgeted smart, and sis, that $1,000 didn't just cover the trip, it bought me clarity, joy, and memories that still keep me warm. Let's unpack something real. We've been taught that travel equals luxury, but travel doesn't have to be five-star to be five-star for your soul. Budget isn't the barrier. Mindset is, if you keep putting off experiences because you don't feel ready financially, ask yourself, what's the version I can afford right now? How can I plan smarter and not harder? Because the idea isn't to spend recklessly, it's to stop tying your worth or your wellness to a dollar amount. Here's how you travel on a budget without feeling boxed in. One, choose flight first, destination second, let the deal decide. Set flight alerts, check all carriers, flexibility saves coins. Second, lodging hacks. Group trips equals shared costs. Solo, try boutique hotels or short-term rentals outside the main tourist zone. Three, prioritize purpose over pressure. Choose one splurge moment, like a spa treatment or guided tour, and balance it with free joy, walks, markets, and views. Four, start a travel fund, $10 a week, cashback apps, side gig stash. Small savings equals big moves later. Five, seek a travel professional. Oftentimes, they have access to perks and deals that the general public does not. And look, I'm not saying ignore your bills. I'm saying stop letting the lack of money stop you from exploring your options. Travel can be thoughtful and doable. And when you're ready to stop scrolling and start scheming, let's just say I know someone who plans well and has several options. I'm talking payment plans. Next week, we're slowing it all the way down, an episode about soft life getaways, why your next trip doesn't need to be productive. Until then, stop asking, start packing. Josie out. You have been listening to Josie, your personal travel hype woman and certified group chat survivor. Just Travel Sis, the space where we get real about travel, life, and the excuses that keep us stuck. Whether you're packing a bag or just packing the idea in your mind, I'm glad you joined us. Come back next time for more of Yo Girl Josie and all of the Just Travel Sis updates.